For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. There's a new book exploring the phrases and accents that you hear in the Midwest and nowhere else. In some cases, you can tell where a person is from by the way they talk. Edward McClelland considers these regionalisms in his newest effort, How to Speak Midwestern. He'll talk about the book in Lansing on Saturday. I talked with him about the book in November. A heads up, there are a couple of adult references in this conversation. One of the people Edward McClelland talked with while researching How to Speak Midwestern was Larissa Coconut, a native Minnesotan who plays a prostitute in the movie Fargo and who worked with star Frances McDormand on her accent. Here's a clip from that scene.
Okay, I want you to tell me what these fellas looked like.
Well, the little guy, he was kind of funny looking.
In what way?
I don't know, just funny looking.
Can you be any more specific?
I couldn't really say. He wasn't circumcised.
Was he funny looking apart from that?
Yeah.
They sort of exaggerated the forwardness of the Minnesota accent for comic relief in the movie. They like the contrast of you know, these very nice, agreeable people and the dark side of the story, all the murders that were going on.
People like you and me who grew up in Michigan, we, of course, don't have an accent, right?
That's what all Michiganders want to believe. I actually had a linguistics professor who got his degree at the University of Michigan, and he made that point distinctly, is that people in Michigan think they don't have an accent. And they were very confused as to why he was doing this linguistic research on the way they talked, but he was researching the northern city's vowel shift. Studying that is actually what led me to write the entire book, and that's a change in vowel pronunciation, which is said to be the most significant change in English vowel pronunciation in 1,000 years, and which is heard sort of along the lower Great Lakes from Rochester, New York to Milwaukee. And some of the signature sounds, which you will hear all over Michigan, are things like the word C-A-N sounds like can, a raised A, the word B-O-X comes out sounding like box, which is called a fronted O, and then S-E-V-E-N can come out sounding like southern. So there are vowels that are sort of all shifting into different positions throughout the spectrum of vocabulary. And it's made Michigan's speech distinctive enough so that it was actually parodied on Saturday Night Live. 20 years ago, there was a skit called 1-600-Lansing about a phone sex line for men who just love women with nasal Michigan accents.
Hey, my name's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara, this is Merrick.
Hey, thank God for spring, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Merrick, let's get started.
Oh, God.
How often is Lansing ever mentioned on Saturday Night Live?
Not often.
Right.
We need to speak a moment about the distinctive way that people in Michigan's Upper Peninsula talk, eh?
Sure. Yeah.
You call it Youpanese.
I think a couple of reasons why speech there is so distinctive is, number one, it was so geographically isolated. And number two, because it was settled by Finns who spoke. Finnish is a language that's completely unrelated to English. It's not even Indo-European. So they had a harder time switching into English than other immigrant groups would have.
Edward McClelland will visit the Schuler Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center at 4 p.m. Saturday. You'll find a few highlights from Edward McClelland's Michigan-based glossary of terms in bonus audio at WKAR.org. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.